7:23, extremely local news now from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen Sabella. Let's talk first about what's happening in Portage Park. Hi.
Good morning, Bob.
Jen, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Trying to get warm this morning. It's cold out there.
No kidding.
Portage Park, there is a new startup called Bike, and you're going to be seeing them all over the city. They are delivering groceries via bike courier, and they have these little storefronts, and they're not open for walk-in customers. They're just like you'd order on an app. You order your groceries on an app, and these couriers say they deliver in 15 minutes. They're getting a ton of funding right now, like out in Silicon Valley. They are kind of like the Uber of grocery delivery is what they're going for here. So they're going to have 7 locations throughout Chicago. They're opening one at Six Corners in Portage Park at 4819 West Irving Park Road. And yeah, they're trying to spread the word, and they're actually trying to hire bike couriers right now because this takes a lot of folks to power if you're going to be getting your groceries delivered in 15 minutes.
Wouldn't want to be riding out there now.
Exactly. So you got to be pretty hardcore cyclist to to take this job. So they're hoping it takes off, and that they're hoping to open more locations, 14 more in Chicago by the spring.
Also in that neighborhood, this sounds interesting, 4020 North Milwaukee Avenue for the hot dog box. What's that?
This is such a cute story. Bobby Morelli and his 10-year-old daughter, Brooklyn, had a pop-up hot dog shop in Bronzeville on the south side, in this little area called Boxville, which is basically like little shops in shipping containers. And it was so successful that somebody contacted him, and they're like, hey, I have a storefront up on the northwest side. Why don't you do this thing for real and open an actual restaurant here? So he's doing it. So he's up at 4020 North Milwaukee. Hot dog box opens January 15th. There you can get interesting hot dogs. Like they have like a filet mignon hot dog. Bobby says his 10-year-old daughter Brooklyn comes up with these fun flavor combinations, and they've turned out to be very popular. So you can get your normal Chicago style dog or a pizza hot dog, which was Brooklyn's idea. And they have vegan and turkey dog substitutes for all of their different flavors of hot dogs as well.
Every hot dog is a filet mignon, if you ask me. And a Lakeview couple is doing something interesting. It's a podcast, isn't it?
This is so cool. Yes, they're a couple, a cook and a comedian. They live in Lakeview, and they started talking one day about starting a podcast, and they put this together really quickly, but it's called 77 Flavors of Chicago. And you can go and listen, and they visit a different neighborhood every episode, and they eat somewhere. It doesn't have to be, you know, the most popular or hot, trendy restaurant in the world. It could just be like a taqueria or a hot dog spot. And they also interview somebody from the neighborhood or familiar with the neighborhood and learn some neighborhood history. So we love this as a neighborhood news site. The story was right up our alley. One of the hosts of the show, he grew up in Chicago Lawn, and they ended up doing a show out of a taqueria on 63rd Street. And he said he learned more about the neighborhood he grew up in than he ever did know before. So this is really great if you're looking to branch out and explore different neighborhoods of the city and try a new restaurant while you're at it.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.